Nern's electrostatic generator. The first experiments on static electric charges were systematized by Benjamin Franklin. He was investigating what we call static electricity, electricity produced by frictional charging of objects. If you rub a piece of glass on a polyester jumper, then you can produce sparks. You can charge the glass up so it will pick up small bits of paper and so on. The terminology of positive and negative charge, and that like charges repel and unlike charges attract, that is all due to Benjamin Franklin in the 18th century. To carry out experiments, various people invented machines to generate electricity mechanically when you turned the handle or drove it with a falling weight or something like that. Here is a friction generator attributed to a man called Nern. There is a glass cylinder which can be rotated by the handle at the left-hand end, and one side of the glass cylinder has a chamois leather pad rubbing against it and an oiled silk piece of cloth draped over the top of it. The other side has a brass bar with a lot of spiky points on it. The principle is that as you rotate it, the glass is rubbed by the chamois leather and the oiled silk, and that charges up the glass, which then transfers its charge to the points of the brass rod, and then you get a spark between the balls on the ends at the right-hand side. These machines are extraordinarily temperamental to use because glass, although a good insulator, the surface of the glass has to be very clean and dry if it is to remain a good insulator. Surface tracking on a wet or greasy piece of glass will make it into quite a good conductor in these terms. So you have to spend half an hour first cleaning the glass cylinder and then making sure that the glass supports for the balls at the right-hand side and the glass support for the brass bar in the middle, that everything is clean and free from grease and dry. And then if you turn the handle, you can produce sparks that are something like a centimetre long. We have two of these. There is one of them on an inventory of equipment for teaching science in the college, dated 1866. Which of the two it is, we don't know, but this one has now been restored to working order by the physics technician, Mr. Ball.